live on cable TV and then taped and rebroadcast at wee hours of the morning in case you're ever feeling insomnia or anything. I think with three we can begin. City Council will come back from recess. Today is Wednesday at 6 p.m., May 20th, and this is our evening hearing of the Portland City Council. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Carla, can you please read the title for time certain council calendar item number 675?
Vision into Action Presentation.
And who's coming up to speak on this? Come on up. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. And I take a seat, I believe.
Please take a seat. Make yourself at home. Again, all you need to give us is your first and last name.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mayor Adams, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Saltzman, and Commissioner Fish. And the members and supporters of the Vision into Action Coalition. 3 years ago, Vision PDX implemented a survey asking Portlanders what they wanted their hometown to feel and look like. 17,000 Portlanders took their time to give their heartfelt responses, believing the city of Portland would listen. Last year, City Council created the Vision into Action Coalition to ensure that the community was as involved as the city in making our shared vision a reality. Over the past year, Vision into Action has funded and supported 38 youth and community action grants. These projects cover all areas of the vision, including built, economic, environmental, learning, and social. They embody our shared vision and have created empowered and engaged community members of this city. This evening, the members and supporters of the Vision into Action Coalition are here to celebrate and share with you their success stories. Vision into Action's participation in funding and aligning the community with the people's vision has allowed us to create networks, relationships, and collaborations which did not exist before. Our future will require one very important skill, and that is the ability to listen. Behind me, you see the Chinese character for listen. Excuse me. It is comprised of simple components defining listening skills. The top character on the right means altogether. It is the character for 10. Below it are the eyes. And to the left are the ears. The character below the ears is a symbol for king, a leader. And to the right is a symbol for heart. Listen. A leader listens to the people with eyes to look at them, with ears to hear their voices, and finally, with an open heart. And now, we ask you, our city council, to listen to the people with your eyes, with your ears, and with an open heart. We realize that recreating the wheel separately would prevent us from building our future together. We are all leaders in our own right as we listen to each other. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I have a gift for you.
Can you accept gifts? It's not over $25.
Sure, just give them to Carla.
It's a little of Help Him with a listen symbol on it.
Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. It's a good reminder, this big placard. My name's Scott Nine, and I'm a newly elected member to the Vision into Action Coalition Steering Committee, and I'm honored to have this opportunity to speak directly with each of you. I want to begin by acknowledging kind of the awkwardness and realities of this moment. Vision into Action celebrates and shares back the work it's done this year on the eve of budget hearings with the full awareness that the program is proposed and likely to be completely eliminated. It's not a secret, though I think probably rarely discussed, that the launch of Vision PDX and its early efforts were, despite good intentions, essentially viewed as an effort of former Mayor Potter, not a council-wide priority. At some point, folks sitting in your seats 4 years ago voted to begin an effort to reach out to the Portland community to create a shared vision for our city. This work was conducted by hundreds of volunteers, but it began without significant ownership and participation by any of you. Yet, despite the political realities of its coming into existence, something significant took place during the process of Vision PDX and its implementation through Vision into Action. The community leaders and much of the Portland community did begin to own the project. More than 17,000 Portlanders provided information to committed organizers, who just this year won a national award from the American Planning Association for Public Outreach, recognition of their outstanding ability to get voices into the dialogue of what we should do with our city that have often not been heard. Many of those people hesitated at first to participate. Their key question, will this information really get used? Is this just another survey? Vision PDX organizers said no. And, with their understanding, hope, or naivety, told person after person that this time it was going to be different. People believed them, and tons of people invested time writing, speaking, and collaborating to determine what really is most important to our diverse and vibrant city. That data, their voices, is available to each of you, but it's mostly an entirely unmined treasure trove. I want to ask you on behalf of the Vision into Action Coalition Committee this evening to release your past ideas and perceptions of Vision PDX and any bad feelings that might have emerged into how it became formed. To use tonight as an opportunity to see with new eyes the work that has been and could be done. Because despite the problematic ways it came to be, this effort does not deserve a problematic and unfortunate end. I run a nonprofit school, and I know that no strategic plan or vision work is worth any time if it's not highly owned and deeply useful. If you felt the Vision PDX data was highly owned and deeply useful, it would have been the landmark document that you all would have used to determine budget cuts to make. We realize that it's too late to be of much use towards that end at this point this year. But this data, these voices, and the network of organizations that consider themselves part of the Vision into Action Coalition have the potential to be compelling and practical resources for the city. You will notice all the keys in the audience tonight. That was good. Each one represents an individual or an organization's resources, what they bring to the city. We do not wish to be completely locked out or severed from the city. At this time, we ask that you consider how the city and you as elected officials, our elected officials, can support Vision into Action into fulfilling its mandate to the community. What role can the city have in implementing this vision? Would you be willing to continue partnering with us in some fashion to make this happen? Vision into Action has found a fiscal sponsor, space, and support from the Regional Research Institute at Portland State University. And we're moving immediately towards forming a more independent status as of the 30th of June. Vision into Action, with the city's continued partnership, can begin to engage with the philanthropic community and others to assist in actualizing and deepening the vision that we can create together. We've laid the foundation. A structure has been built. Let's open the door to our shared future together. Let everyone in our city have a key. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Chris White, and I am the Community Affairs Manager at the Port of Portland. Thanks for hearing us tonight. I was a member of the original Vision PDX committee, one of the actual business members, and was impressed always with the caliber and the breadth of the outreach of the committee. And what was most impressive to me as a person who does outreach in their daily life and has done it for quite a while was the ability of the process to reach out to new communities of interest, particularly ones that are normally underrepresented in our government outreach processes. We have standard ways we do things, and this process did some innovative things. The Port has continued our involvement in the work, as my colleague Brooke Berglund continues to work on the Vision into Action Coalition, and we believe it's important. I believe it's important, as I'm sure you do, to have all the stakeholders at the table, industry, environmental, neighborhood, and community, as the city works to frame the Portland Plan, the Comprehensive Plan Update, and other policy decisions that are being implemented in the near future. A robust conversation with a variety of stakeholders is key to success in planning efforts. And the Vision into Action work and the data, I believe, could be used to shape that conversation well. As our former speakers have said, you already have a great treasure trove of information. I encourage you to use it. I would encourage the council to continue to support this work in some way, even in tight financial times. The city has developed new channels of communication and new close community relationships as part of this effort. I commend you for doing that, and I believe that they're important to sustain. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Dotterer from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. After the vision was adopted by council, council laid out two parallel tracks for its implementation. One was through the Portland Plan, and the other was through the Vision into Action Coalition. Over the past year, the Bureau's been the home of both of those activities, and I've served as the Bureau representative on the Vision into Action Steering Committee. We've been honored to help the Vision into Action Coalition get started and have benefited from working with the coalition and the staff and the steering committee members over the year. It's allowed us to integrate the Vision PDX findings into the background reports and work program for the Portland Plan. And in particular, it's helped us developing the public outreach strategy for the Portland Plan and for other Bureau projects using some of the new techniques you've heard about earlier. We're excited that the coalition has found a new home with Portland State University's Regional Research Institute, and we expect to continue to work with them on the Portland Plan and on other Planning Bureau projects. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Davis, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mayor. Thank you, Members of the council. My name is Adam Davis. I'm a partner in Davis, Hibbets, and Mitchell. We're an opinion research firm. We've been doing opinion research in this city for over 30 years. Most recently, we completed the Your City, Your Choice project for you to help you with tough decision-making around the city budget. But I'm here this evening to share with you the fact that I also had the professional privilege, actually, to be involved with Vision PDX and Vision into Action. I'm here to tell you this evening as a researcher and to tell all Portlanders what an incredible resource we have in the project's database. Vision PDX was the largest citywide visioning project in the United States. Now, last year in October, Vision into Action released a massive online report a Vision PDX findings called Voices from the Community. It is an easy-to-use database summarizing the 21,000 pages of comments received from 17,000 city residents, 17,000 folks, about their vision for this city. Now, the data is categorized into 9 major issue areas: economy, education, environment, government, health, public safety, social issues, transportation, and urban livability, and 67 related subcategories. It is the motherlode of information. And I've seen databases in over 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this. Each category and subcategory contains a general summary, as well as areas of agreement, areas of disagreement, and importantly, a host of practical strategies and ideas. It also includes hundreds of quotes from the actual surveys. It's Portlanders talking to Portlanders. The database also shows areas of tension, areas where ongoing conversation is needed on certain controversial issues. Areas of disagreement are discussed in some depth and are intended to prompt additional exploration and community dialogue. Bottom line, it is a terrific tool to guide public policy, decision-making, planning. No other city has anything quite like this. It is a profile of our city. The depth and breadth is incredible. I would encourage all Portlanders to take a look at this. It is a very valuable resource. Our company has used it. In focus groups we do for public agencies, we'll rely on pages as stimulus material in our focus groups to show focus group participants and have them react to it. Do you agree with this? Do you disagree with it? And why? I often mention it in presentations I make to different groups across the United States as one of the best examples of a qualitative research that I've seen conducted. And that reporting format that was developed by that group is one of the best I've seen, and is something that actually our company is going to adopt. So wanted to share that with you. It's a terrific tool. These folks behind me are to be commended for putting together what I consider to be one of the best databases I've ever seen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
How are you? I'm going to take double time because I'm 2 tonight. Speaking for the next generation. Hi, my name is Brenna Bell, and it's great to be here tonight talking to you all. I was part of the original Vision PDX Council as well, and I'm also one of the co-founders of Try and Life Community Farm, and we received a Vision into Action grant for our Recode project. So I'm going to talk a bit about both of those experiences and why it's an important thing for Portland. So I first want to touch on the politics of the vision. One of the speakers before me aptly said that it was a political process and that that cast some shadow on it. Now, whatever people had beef with Mayor Tom Potter, I assure you that I had more by being part of the vision process. But yet, myself and many, many other Portlanders contributed hundreds of hours because the vision is worth it. It's a good document, and it came out beautifully, regardless of any political mishandling along the way. And so I would really encourage you not to look at that as any shadow on it, but look at the document, look at the information, look at the participation, and look at the vision for the value it has in and of itself. Now, that said, the vision is an aspiration. I mean, when you read what it says, this is where we want to be. This is how we envision Portland could be. And it's a beautiful vision. But there's a lot of distance between where we are now and where the vision in 20 years will get us. And the Vision into Action Coalition is created to support the community in moving towards that vision. But they can't do it alone. There has to be buy-in from each of you, from each of your bureaus, to look at the vision and say, this is the people of Portland's aspiration. What are the practical steps that we need to take in order to get there? And also, use your positions to support the community in taking those steps, which led me to the project that we received a grant for. Now, I read through a lot of those 17,000 responses. There were a lot of responses about sustainability. It rose to the top of the three key values that the vision had. They were sustainability, equity, and accessibility. But by far, people talked about wanting a sustainable city. And Portland has a reputation for being a sustainable city, but I must tell you, the city's regulations have not kept up with the innovations of the people of Portland. The codes, the building codes, the zoning, and other regulations have all stymied kind of the grassroots approaches to sustainability. And at Tryon Life Community Farm, we're a proud member of the grassroots guerrilla sustainability movement that recognizes that the city needs to keep up with us. So we're pushing the envelope on what's okay. But while we're doing that, we're also working with your bureaus and trying to change the regulations to keep pace with the people. So our RECODE project was specifically created to identify regulatory barriers to sustainability and then organize communities to work with city, local, and state governments to remove those barriers. As far as we can tell, it's the only project of its kind. Only in Portland would you find a lot of people doing grassroots organizing around changing building codes, you know, but people get really excited about it because this is Portland and we love stuff like that. So with the Vision into Action grant that we received, we're able to move forward the vision for sustainability by looking at those barriers, by organizing people, and by removing them. A few examples that we've been working on thus far is running a statewide campaign to legalize the reuse of gray water. So you can eventually, hopefully in the next year or two, water your lawn with your bath, or better yet, water your garden with your bath. And that's passed the House of Representatives. It's now in the Senate. And that's been a great groundswelling of support, mostly from Portlanders, but also from around the state. We have also been working with the new Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to remove zoning barriers to community households and for urban agriculture, of which there are quite a few. And you all know this, your bureaucratic process moves slowly. So now is the time to amp it up. And I think one way that you all could support the vision into action becoming a reality is to make it a priority for the bureaus that you all hold and tell them, work with the people, make this happen, you know, put a little grease on the bureaucratic wheels. We'd love it for our project because our grant funding runs out in a month. And we want to have a lot more practical things to show for it. We've really appreciated the support from the Vision into Action grant because it allowed us to hire a community organizer for an all-volunteer group to give us a lot more cohesiveness, presence, and follow-through. So that's been fantastic, and we've been able to do a lot with that money. I know that that's probably not going to be replicated in the future, but what you can do is make the vision a priority in your own offices, talk about it, dust it off, if it's dusty, which I hope it's not, and use it as the beautiful document it is that really does embody the voice of the Portland people, because all 17,000 of those folk couldn't sit here and speak to you, but that vision document is their voice in front of you. So thank you. We've really appreciated being a beneficiary of it and in turn helping benefit all of Portland by moving the vision into a practical reality. So thanks.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Jenny Nelson. I'm actually here for Monica Beamer, our executive director of Sisters of the Road. Sisters is a 30-year-old nonprofit cafe and community organization located in Old Town Chinatown. In May of 2006, Sisters applied for and received a grant in the amount of $4,900 from the Vision PDX Vision Committee. Through this small grant, City Hall invited, supported, and made possible the involvement of Sisters customers, men, women, youth, and children who are firsthand experts in the devastation of homelessness and poverty in our city. This grant was an invitation to our customers. This invitation said, and I quote, "We want to hear from you, and we want to work with you our citizens who know too well that our great city is not great for all of our citizens. Over the course of the next 2 months, more than 600 Sisters customers listened, reflected, discussed, and shared with us their hopes and ideas for a better city. They also wrote down what they really loved about Portland, the parks, the beauty, the sense of community. As a small thank you, each customer was given a pair of socks and 2 coupons, good for a meal and a drink at Sisters of the Road Cafe, along with a simple note, and I quote, "Thank you" from the mayor of Portland. This gift was a small but important gesture of gratitude for sharing their vision and adding their ideas to one of the most important community-based projects in Portland's history. Vision PDX brought together the dreams and hopes of more than 16,000 citizens, while it also tended the fire of diverse citizen involvement, opening doors, and inviting participation from new, powerful leadership in our city. This leadership has brought our city energy, creativity, and the knowledge of a wide, wide spectrum of cultures and experiences. This is the city council of our future, and we are lucky. But we must ensure this vital project continues to have the support needed to flourish. We have involved those who have never been asked before. It is not business as usual in Portland, Oregon. Visions into Action has and can continue to open the doors of participation, learning from each other, and moving forward with a vision we all can be excited about and proud of. Thank you for involving Sisters of the Road in this breakthrough project for Portland.
Thank you. How many more? 6 people signed up. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you. My name is Kevin Bacon. I am the principal of Hosford Middle School, proud member of Portland Public Schools, and proud feeder of Cleveland High School in Southeast Portland. I have with me today 2 members of the Hosford Husky basketball team that was sponsored by the Vision Into Action grant. We were one of the recipients in 2008. I have with me Asha Sheikh here on my right, and to my left, Habiba. And they have prepared some words, and I'm going to allow them to speak and then wrap up after they're finished.
Who's going to go first? Hi.
Hi, my name is Habiba. I go to Hafa Middle School. I come from Somalia. I was born in Kenya. Last summer, we at Hafa Middle School started a basketball team for the African girls. At first, we didn't know how to play basketball. This was the first time we had ever played basketball on a team. We practiced at school almost every day. At first, we weren't really good listeners to our coach, Mr. Bacon, but he taught us a lot of things at practice. We learned the part of the basketball court and how to shoot and do defense. When the day of the games came, we were nervous because our friends, families, and teachers were watching us play. We practiced more and more. Our third game was our first win. We felt very excited. Overall, we won 4 times and lost 6 games. Even though we lost some of the games, our coach said that we have made a lot of difference from before, and our teacher and families were proud of us.
Good job. Very well done.
Hi, my name is Asha Sheikh, and I'm from Hosford Middle School. I was born in Kenya. During the basketball season, we had a problem with the team. Our problem was that We couldn't get along with each other. We always argued. This happened all the time at our African club, which is held every morning before school. On Tuesday's morning, we play basketball team in African club. When the teacher said we needed to be in two teams, the kids said no. When the teacher picked one team, they said that the team was better than us, so we didn't want to play with them. Unfortunately, whenever you play, only one team wins. The team that loses gets mad, starts saying bad things, and sometimes there was a fight. Our problem got bigger and bigger, and someone had to fix it. Our coach, Mr. Bacon, called us into a room. We talked about our problem and told us that when you are angry, you say things you don't even mean, he said. Don't let your anger get in the way. Let go of it and forgive each other. Now we forgive each other even though we still argue at times, but we don't fight. We learned that when you are on a team, you have to get along with each other no matter what.
Very well. Very nicely done.
We come before you today really just to say thank you. Thank you to those who have a vision for this city and the determination and political will to invest the resources that turn dreams into reality. For educators like myself in these hard economic times, dreaming is a luxury. But thanks to the Vision Into Action grant, we were able to make this dream come true for a group of girls who otherwise would not have had the opportunity to learn this game. To the girls, it was just hoops. For our school community, the team represented much more. They represented hope, access, equity, and cultural sustainability. The following quote is located on the VIA website, PDX 2030. Quote, it represents an open invitation to transform our many ideas for change into visible action that brings us closer to the future we imagine and desire, unquote. Thanks to the VIA grant, the Hosford community, led by these young ladies, took another step toward PDX 2030. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Laurel Buttman from the Office of Management Finance. I have been with Vision Into Action and Vision for a long time. I was involved early on in the vision process. I was a dog. That is a person who worked on the data analysis working group, read through some of those notebooks with a partner, read what Portlanders had to say over the course of a holiday month, and got bug-eyed and cross-eyed reading from people who I could tell maybe didn't speak English and had someone write it down for them, or they hadn't finished school. But it was pretty amazing to listen to, and I agree with Adam Davis. If you haven't looked at the data, it's pretty incredible. I'm here. I also have served on the Vision Into Action Steering Committee since it started as a member of the Portland bureaucracy, sort of making the connection to these folks, and I've met some wonderful people, and I can say that I have a new community. But what I wanted to tell you about tonight is something that we recently did that was wonderful with the Vision Into Action folks and the Coalition folks, and that was we had a community partnership budget event with them, the first that we had. And we collaborated with the Vision Into Action Coalition, but also the Sisters of the Road, Ride Connection, Broad Arts Theater, Multnomah Youth Commission, the Center for Intercultural Organizing. And we resourced them for about $300, and we worked together on a plan for the evening. It was similar to the budget events that you went to earlier, our traditional forums, but it was a little bit different. It involved Monopoly money, some fun food. It was a blast. And we saw people there that you don't usually see when you go out into the community at those traditional forums. I wish you could have been there. It was nice to see those faces, broad swath of folks from all ages and all communities of Portland. And we heard some different things than we had heard before. It certainly affirmed what we had heard before, but we heard more. And I think there were over 125 people there. I think it was a very spectacular event and a symbol of what these folks who have been working together and can bring people together for these kind of discussions can do in partnership with us. So I hope those partnerships continue into the future. Surprisingly, 96% of the people who came to that event, of which over two-thirds had never been to a community budget forum, said they'd go to one again. So I think the connection was made. I'd like to see us continue to make these connections. And I thank you for listening to the story.
Thanks.
I understand that's all.
Well, I want to thank you.
I'm sorry, I have testimony, public testimony, but that's all the formal presentations.
That was the invited testimony?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have how many?
Six.
Six. All right, please call the first three.
Okay. The first three, please come on up, are Jose Manuel, Gary Marshke, and Israel Bay.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. We're glad you're here. You just need to give us your first and last name, and that clock on the big hunk of wood there will help you count down 3 minutes.
All right. Do I got to push something?
Ready, set, go. Oh, she'll push the button as soon as you start talking. You don't even have to put a quarter in it, anything.
Yeah. Well, my name's Jose Manuel Morales, and I want to, good afternoon, Mayor Adams and City Council. I'm here on behalf of El Grupo Juvenil, part of Papers the Movie. Papers the Movie is a documentary that's been being filmed here in Oregon. It's about undocumented youth and the challenges they face when they graduate from high school, like not being able to go to college, drive, or work. We recently got a grant, and with that grant, we wanted to make a book, and we are actually making the book. And in that book, we're going to tell the stories of the youth, the undocumented youth that want their stories to be heard out in the community because they want to do something about, you know, like not being able to do much with their lives. Well, we want to thank you guys, and I want to thank the Youth Action Grant, and I don't know if it's appropriate with you guys if we could show like a 3 minute short video clip of the movie. I don't know if it's all right with you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have it with you?
Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and take other testimony while we get that set up?
My name is Israel Bear, and I just wanted to communicate the importance of vision as into action in that. Not necessarily the visions, but the action happening around the program is helping people physically, mentally, emotionally in a way that really can't be measured. It's such a positive thing in the community that everyone is doing. And I think the thing that is very unique about all these groups that are a part of this coalition are that they're all groups working on the front lines and on the fringes of communities that are affected in ways that average Portlanders don't think about, all the challenges that people face. And I think that all the groups are working with very small budgets and are able to have a high volume of production of the things that they do. And without the support of the city for visions, you're going to see that disappear. And that's something that I think we should strongly, I would strongly urge you to continue to support Vision. So,
thank you. While we're waiting for Carla, why don't you go ahead and give us your testimony?
Sure, go ahead. I will go ahead. Gary Marschke, I'm on the Vision into Action Steering Committee, involved in many things. My wife tells me far too many. But never have I been engaged in anything that I found to be as much of a privilege and an honor to be involved in as Vision into Action and Vision PDX. Now, since the inception of Vision PDX as a concept back in 2004, and with the tacit support of this body, I eagerly went about asking my fellow Portlanders to take the time and energy to provide input that would guide, if not set, the direction of their community for the next 50 years. While I didn't talk to all 17,000 who responded, although there were times where I felt like it, I found myself consistently answering rampant skepticism and cynicism regarding the time being taken and the money being spent with my heartfelt pledge that this was not just another exercise in futility, not just another study that would sit on the shelf and collect dust, not just another attempt to pacify communities that were asking, if not demanding, to be included. Oh, no. This was a real initiative that will actually make a difference, one that will deliver results that would truly shape and reshape their future and their community in ways that reflected the diversity of culture, ethnicity, opinion, and economics that really is Portland. One that will deliver action that will have a visible impact on the quality of their lives and their neighborhoods. Now, since then, and in spite of almost $2 million spent and the unanimous endorsement and adoption of the vision by this council, it's been disowned by City Hall, discredited in the media, and discounted by many throughout the city, with the notable exception of those who suddenly had found their voice and their place in a system that routinely marginalized them. Through Vision PDX and Vision into Action, they've been given a taste of what can be accomplished when you combine their community energy with a little vision and a little access. With the recent election, this body has changed faces and philosophies while revenues and budgets have taken a big hit. With the most recently proposed budget and with all the work that's been done and all the money that's been spent, the taste has turned bitter and the program funding may be gone. However, this is still my city. The city that led my community friends and neighbors to believe that it would deliver on the biggest promise it had made in a long time to the broadest constituency in recent memory. On your behalf and with your constant assurances, I made that promise too. Now we've once again lowered the bar and betrayed their expectations. They deserve better, and it's up to this body to find ways not to make liars out of both of us. Thank you.
Who are the next? Oh, you're busy there. Thank you very much for your testimony. It's not going to work.
If I could.
But if I do,
I risk being.
It might work.
Close.
We're very close.
My name is Juan Carlos. I was brought here to live in the U.S. when I was 1 year old.
My name is Brianna, and I am an undocumented youth. I was 9 months old when I came here to the United States.
My name is Eric, and I was brought to the U.S. when I was 10 months old.
I'm 18 years old. I was raised in the USA. This is my home. Here I have a home and a school and dreams to accomplish. But there are some things that get in my way. I do not have a legal status.
A lot of people that don't have documents have like a wall in this country. Is that what America wants? Or do they want kids to go to school, get a high school diploma, and go to college and be the future of this country?
Very nice.
The next three are Romeo Sosa, Cynthia Killingsworth, and Vicky Herson. Please come on up.
Good evening. Welcome to the City Council. Glad you're here. Romeo, you want to start?
Sure. Good evening. My name is Romeo Sosa. And good evening, Commissioner and Mayor Sam Adams. I work with VOS, Workers' Rights Education Project, which we focus on organizing day laborers. Day laborers are the people who look for work on a temporary basis on the street and the center. The first time when I testified here, when that was like the Vision PDX, we were really proud to be part of the Vision PDX. For the first time in the life of the city of Portland, day laborers participate. How can they see the future of Portland? And for me, it was like really be part of the community. Because as you know, day laborers, they are not seen as a part of the community. They are like very controversial issue. There's like a lot of debate about day laborers, but the only thing they forgot, then they are also human being. They are part of the life of the city of Portland. And the vision into action make us those connection with the people. This connection, like we really have a hard time to talk, even the dialogue. Our weapon is our word, like Marco said, to start dialogue with a community and to show them that we are not only workers, we are people with talents, people with, they have art, they have a tradition in their country, and they bring it here. Not only give the fixing your houses, but the most important thing, we are human beings. And we believe that people are live, work, and look for work in our neighborhood should be part of the vision into action. And we are really want to thank you on behalf of day laborers to participate on that, and really for the city of for all of you who opened the door for us and hear our voices for the first time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Vicky Herson, and I'm Executive Director of Elders in Action. And I'm delighted to be here today to celebrate Portland's Vision into Action event. Elders in Action has been connecting older adults to opportunities for improving the city of Portland for more than 40 years. And our mission is to assure a vibrant community through the active involvement of older adults. And we were really pleased to have worked with the Vision PDX to gather the vision that Portland elders have for our city and the generations to come. Our volunteers have been involved with some of the subcommittees and groups that have been gathering information for the Portland plan. And last year, we were pleased that the Vision PDX recommendations are being integrated into the work of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And I was pleased, too, to learn more tonight that, there'll be a continuation working with Portland State. I know just more recently, Portland benefits so much from the experience and expertise of the many departments that PSU offers, including some recent projects that some of our volunteers have been involved in, like the World Health Organization Age-Friendly City Study, creating a 20-minute neighborhood for the West Portland Park neighborhood, and the Foodability Project, which is really working so that Portland has food access for everyone. Food choices that are healthy and appropriate and are economical in all neighborhoods. Also creating livable communities for an aging society, which staff from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability are working with Portland State and some of our volunteers in the Hollywood and Overlook neighborhoods. So it's enlightening that all of these recent partnerships have staff involved from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And but I know there's been so much data collected, and I hope that it is used for the good of the city in the future, so it doesn't sit on a shelf. And I know I'm going to learn more for our agency how we can access some of that in our planning. I mean, our vision is to allow people to age in place and remain safe in their neighborhood. And studies have shown that seniors who volunteer live longer. And the population of Portland residents 65 and older will more than double in 30 years. And so it's critical that the city has services that are available to ensure quality of life, but also it's an asset for the city, this explosion of talent and wisdom that elders can provide for the community. We envision a Portland that utilizes the diverse skills of its residents, creates opportunities for positive involvement with the many city bureaus, has affordable and accessible housing, work and education opportunities, is pedestrian friendly, and has varied transportation options. We envision a Portland where an 8-year-old and his 80-year-old grandmother can walk safely to a store, buy orange juice, and enjoy the green beauty of their neighborhood on their way home. Elders in Action welcomes ways we can harness the wisdom of elders for a vibrant Portland now and in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Cynthia Killingsworth, and I'm a business instructor at Portland Community College. And I coordinate a student philanthropy program there called Students for Giving. And for the last 2 years, we've worked with Vision Into Action with the Youth Action Grants. Our students have worked side by side with the youth planners, evaluating the youth grants, youth proposals, and making recommendations for funding. And from this experience, we've really recognized how powerful program Vision Into Action is. And we've often said that it maybe should be called Voices Into Action, because it represents those voices that don't have a voice in our community. And at PCC, we're very, very familiar with those members of our population who have economic situations, job losses, life situations that they feel like they're disenfranchised. And through this process, our students were evaluating proposals by youth, amazing proposals, including the Papers Project was one that they recommended for funding just a couple of months ago. And they saw solutions to the very problems they were facing in their lives, and that was very empowering for them. One student commented that he didn't think he would ever see $10,000 in his entire life. And what he learned with this project was how that amount of money could empower youth through the Youth Action projects, build community partnerships, and provide an incredibly rich education and civic education. And so on behalf of my students, I'd like to thank Vision Into Action and all the work that they've done. Thanks.
Two more people who wanted to testify. The last two who signed up are Evelyn Elohart and Bayer Booty.
Commissioner Fish has a pre-scheduled absence. When we scheduled tonight's evening work session, evening council, we knew we had Commissioner Fish had a conflict, so he has to leave now. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to City Council.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Sam Adam. Good evening, Commissioners. I'm Evelyn Elohart, and I work with the African Women's Coalition. I'm originally from Côte d'Ivoire, West Africa, and I came to Portland in 2002 because that was also the only city I knew when I was in high school back in 1984. I was very pleased, and I'm very pleased to live in Portland. I love it. In December of 2005, I had the chance to come to City Hall for the first time through the Bridgetown Voices. And I talk about my work with my community members, specifically the African immigrant and refugees. I felt very empowered. I felt like I have access, that door were open for me to be able to speak and not be shy, to think that I have an accent. And I've been telling the women I work with, don't be afraid, don't be scared, come and speak. We will have a translator for you. And the mayor and the commissioner will listen to you. I felt very connected and very comfortable, especially when I listened to your story, Mayor Sam Adam, when you told us that your grandmother was also an immigrant and she worked in a hotel room. Many of my sisters work in hotel rooms, making beds. And I felt, wow, this is someone that is there, that is close to us. The vision into action gave us a chance to express our voices and to know that we really matter, we work here, we pay taxes, and then we voted for you. When I heard that you were not going to continue supporting the vision into action, I felt very sad, and I replied to the email, said, I will come to the hearing. I will come share my story, my testimonies, the stories of all my sisters and the youth like Abiba that you just heard, and Principal Kevin Bacon that I work with also. So I can share my story just to tell you, please, if there's a way for you not to kill the vision, not to kill our voices, to work, and we are ready, if we have to come and put volunteer hours, how can we make this continue? How can we tell our community members it wasn't something that was linked to a particular mayor, but it's something that is really driven by the community members. It's something that we have in our heart. It's how we want Portland to look like. This is our city. This is our place where we are now, where we want to build a healthy community. Every time I travel, I go to different states, Chicago, D.C., South Dakota. I come back to Portland, and when I'm in a plane approaching Portland, I'm like, wow, I'm home. I'm home because I get a chance to work with people that are not from my community. I'm home because I get a chance to express my voice. I'm home because I know that elected officials take their time to listen to us, believing in us, and know that we chose them and we want to work with them. So thank you so much for giving us the chance to see this City Hall, not as a place where you close the door on us, but as a place we can call home. Thank you.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. My name is Bahar Bhutti. I came to the United States from Iraq in 2007, and now I'm a member in the steering committee of the Vision into Action. And to make it short, let's say United States spending millions of dollars on Iraqi refugees to acculturate them, to acclimatize them. This is the first time, and this is the first city that is helping the refugees to, with a few thousands that we were granted by the VIA, to acclimatize themselves, by themselves. And I think this is the first time, really the first time, that we are having right now in this hall a refugee who was just finishing his first 24 hours in the United States. This is the virtue of Portland, the virtue of VIA, and I hope to see this virtue going on. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I just signed in with Carla. I really did. I believe I'm the last one. I'm humbled by...